Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed, it ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night.
All right, D.C., Lou Casey, we're back on the Carolina Outdoors, filling in for the beach bum, sunburned Bill Bartee.
Guarantee you, you know he is having a high time, hopefully in low tide.
There you go. As tall as he is, he can do it in high tide.
That is a good point.
You know, this is a guy that preaches about sun protection shirts and hats and all that kind of thing. And what body parts do you think he's going to sunburn?
I guarantee you he will have the most sunburned knees and feet of any brother we know.
Those knees don't often see the sun. So I got a feeling you are right. And he'll be hobbling along next week when he's back here on the Carolina Outdoors.
Exactly.
All right. Now, we were talking about the 24 Hours of Booty, and that is truly a unique Charlotte event. There's no doubt about it, and it's a great opportunity to meet a lot of nice people from Charlotte and to get a real flavor of what this community is about. But let's talk a little bit about your personal involvement with it. You're a bicycler from way back, racer, etc., and tell us about the team that you're on for the 24 Hours of Booty and about some of the individuals in that.
Yes, we have. It's been a big deal for our family for a long time. We've known the founder and vision keeper, Spencer Luters. We've known him forever and ever, amen. Another Cotswold guy and his crew. So been involved with it for a long time, even before cancer touched our family. So made it feel good to be a part of it beforehand, before you really felt, quote unquote, that you had to be or should be a part of it. And I really appreciate what the 24 Foundation has done to not only connect themselves to the larger cancer community, but also to connect themselves with the local cancer community as well. The other events, particularly the one up in Indianapolis, another very close to our family as well. That's where my father-in-law was treated at the cancer center up there, which is also one of the beneficiaries of the 24 Foundation event up there. So it's a big deal for, like I said, not just the global cancer community, but also how it touches those local cancer communities as well. And being a part of that family is a very personal thing, a very touching thing. And you talk to lots of folks and you meet a lot of folks at these events. Heck, we even have friends that we've met through these out-of-town 24-hour events that now come to Charlotte and stay with us and are part of our, you know, larger 24 Foundation family, and we'll be opening up our home to them to drink our beer and drink our coffee and eat our pancakes and ride around in circles for many, many hours and, you know, raise money for great causes and really celebrate those folks who've beaten back cancer and remember those folks who've, you know, lost that fight.
Now tell us about your team, the Cotswold Cougars.
They are the coolest people you are ever going to want to meet.
They're cool cats.
They are indeed cool cats.
Yep.
Exactly. I would have to venture a guess that we're probably one of the oldest and longest standing organized teams on the field out there. That may or may not be true, but it certainly feels that way. You know, we've been out there from the get-go, and it really started with a bunch of folks who participated in the event who also had kids at Cotswold Elementary School or lived right there in the Cotswold area or both, and kind of got together and turned it into a little team and, you know, have really done well in the fundraising department particularly for the size of their team, and you know, have really embraced the 24 Foundation mission and embraced the camaraderie and family and really the celebration of that.
Well, tell us about the team members. Who's on this team? Tell us the makeup of it.
It's mostly folks that are in the witness protection program now.
I thought so.
I definitely won't mention any names.
The only team with work release bicyclers.
That's right. People always wonder, why are you guys dressed in orange jumpsuits every year? That's an interesting uniform.
Sponsored by the local sheriff's department.
Exactly. It's not what you think.
Yep.
No, good folks. We've had folks in and out of the team over the years. We've had a core nucleus of folks who have always been there. And now what's coming around is we're having the children of some of these team members are now old enough to participate and be formidable fundraisers as well. My oldest son was one of the top three fundraisers last year in his first year. Of eligibility, if you will, to not only ride as an individual, but also fundraise as an individual. So that was pretty cool. And you're seeing these kids come out and not only ride, but volunteer and, be pretty dynamic fundraisers in their own right, kind of, picking up taking the baton, if you will, which certainly is great for the grown-ups because that gives us opportunity to let's just say have some of those cheer wine adult beverages while the kids are doing some heavy lifting out there.
So. All right. So tell us about the day of the event. I mean, you don't get on a bicycle and ride for 24 hours straight, do you?
You know what? When our kids were really young, I did make every attempt to do that. And some folks still do, and that's totally cool. But as, we've matured, literally, and our kids have become a bigger part of the event, and it's become more of a community thing versus an opportunity to bang out hardcore miles, it's really about, like I said, about community. It's about welcoming those folks back from out of town whom we may not have seen in a year. It's about getting some of those folks together who've been spread, hither and yon during the summertime for, travel ball or camp or what have you, and getting everybody together for a weekend and just, celebrating life and the good time.
A little bit of a homecoming event.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Good stuff. Yeah. But you can grind that bike for 24 hours, no doubt about it, but it's also a great opportunity to, maybe spend a little time on a controlled course and roll around in circles and do that and have a good time, meet some new folks.
Now, this is not just the spandex crowd, not the
serious bike racers. Not at all.
The guys flying up my road every Saturday morning at 35, 40 miles an hour. This is beach cruisers. This is everything, right?
Oh, sure. It's all ilks. It is, spandex folks who can put the brakes on for a little while and just enjoy it for what it is and be a part of it for what it is, all the way down to, like you said, somebody who's breaking out Rusty the old Schwinn orange crate.
That's right. Put a little WD-40 on her and go, right?
Which, if you got an orange crate, that'd be a pretty sweet ride to bring out there. I ain't gonna lie. But, and we bring the tandem out there and ride that thing around. And, you bring it out there and folks just want to take a ride on it. Hey, can we borrow the tandem? Sure, come on. And ride that thing around. But it's all for, it's all for the right reasons. All for,
it's a fun event for everybody involved, whether you're a spectator, a partier, or a bicyclist. It's just a good time had by all, as they say in the local newspaper.
Indeed it is. And the best part is, with 2 weeks left to go, there's still opportunity for you to register for the thing at 24foundation.org, or you can just Google the thing, 24 Hours of Booty, whatever path you want to get there, and you can sign up to volunteer or even ride in there.
And hundreds of volunteers involved.
Oh, absolutely,
thousands of volunteers involved, making sure everybody's got what they need.
Yep.
There's bicycle shops there repairing bikes, I assume.
Absolutely. Our good friends at Bicycle Sport have been involved in that thing since get-go, and they'll be out there again this year as well.
Right. Spend some little oil and a little patch for a tire, whatever it may be, a new chain.
Exactly.
You name it, you can get a tune-up right there.
Probably had some of all of that over the years, that's for sure.
Well, everybody come on out to the 24 Hours of Booty in a couple weeks. Be sure to track down DC and Luke Casey and tell him hello.
And maybe even ask for a ride in the tandem.
I hear he might have a cooler full of cheer wine so he can make some new friends from other parts of the country.
That's right, to cut your adult beverage.
There you go. All right, for Bill Bartee, who's out sunburning his knee, DC Luke Casey and filling in for him. Thank you to Bo Thompson, who grabbed the reins today and saved us on the board, the most versatile man at WBC. This is Don Yeager saying, get outdoors, pick up your trash, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.